You know, if you're a regular listener, and I do hope that you are, I love cherries. Cherries are my favorite fruit. Always have been. Well, I mean, since I discovered cherries as a little kid, I guess, and not to swallow the pits. But I love cherries. I had more cherries last night, and we'll have them as often as I possibly can. But meanwhile, I alerted you to the front page of the Saturday Detroit News that said farmers fear having to leave cherries to rot. Struggle to find processors may doom some of the Michigan crop, which I'm told is maybe the best crop in 3 years that we've had. Well, we're on it right away, and we have found Emily A. Mizio of Suttons Bay, the receiving station manager for Cherry Bay Orchards and the Michigan Cherry Committee board member, is on the other end of my line right now. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there anything we as consumers can do other than eating more cherries?
I think eating more cherries and making sure that you have United States grown cherries is important. There's a lot of imports that are coming in, and it's hard to compete.
So part of the problem would be the processors. And not having enough of them, I guess, because of such a booming cherry crop. But the other part is, as I read further into this, that the demand isn't there, that I would hope that the demand for Michigan-grown cherries would be. What's that all about? Is it because of the foreign cherries?
I think so. I mean, I think that we're getting a lot of imports, a lot of concentrate imports that have taken from the market in the United States, and some of these countries that are growing cherries have subsidies from their governments that they can sell cherries at quite a low price, and we just can't compete with the price that they're able to sell them in the United States.
The other thing about cherries is they're fragile in that there's a very tight window of collecting those cherries, and here we have farmers who have tended to their cherries, sprayed them, fed them, done whatever they needed to do, kept them watered, and they've spent all that money, and they may not even be able to harvest those cherries properly and get them to a place to be processed and then sell. So this is a big problem, and it affects all of us, even though we're not cherry farmers. These cherry farmers are Michiganders, Michiganians. And it affects our economy.
Correct. It can be quite devastating for some farmers not being able to sell all of their crops. And, you know, after coming off of two really small crop years that have been tough, this year has been really hard on some farmers that don't have a home for all of their cherries and can't reap the benefits of we have a great quality of cherries this year. The quality has really held up. I think we, as farmers, continue to stay hopeful that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that there will be a turn in the industry, and that we'll be able to continue to sell cherries. But it's been a frustrating summer for some farmers.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I wasn't even aware of it till it was pointed out in that Detroit news story. And now Emily A. Mizio of Suttons Bay is helping us further understand, and I suspect you being a board member of the Michigan Cherry Committee, there's a lot of alarm and concern, because it doesn't seem like there are any easy answers to fix this, Emily.
No, I just think we, as an industry, are trying to work together to continue to promote Michigan-grown cherries, United States-grown cherries, and the importance, I think, of educating consumers on the importance of eating food that's grown in the United States, cherries.
Yeah, I think that is an important move. And I, of course, went home and looked at my cherries and could not tell where they were from, sadly. That might have just been my inadequate ability to read labels and the small print, but I just couldn't tell. And there were two different brands available at Costco, where I got a big bin. I got enough cherries to feed the neighborhood. but do cherry farmers have the ability to do certain things. Like, you know, apple farmers, apple growers have these pick your own times when people can come in actually and pick their own. If the cherry farmers are having trouble getting these to processors and all of that, could they open their orchards to pick your own cherries, or would that be a mess?
Unfortunately, I think it would be a mess in some ways. I think the processing that we're seeing a hard time with is with the Montmorency cherries that we grow, which go to dried cherries and juice and cherry pie fill, which, you know, consumers aren't always sure what to do with the tart cherries, as we call them. And the sweet cherries are more what you might buy fresh and want to eat fresh.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anne and my Kim and I all take tart cherry supplements.
And that's fantastic.
That's something that wasn't around that many years ago, and so you would have thought that that would have taken much of that tart cherry crop, that whole new line of medicinals.
Yeah, and it's definitely a growing crop. As more education and more promotion is getting out and the word is getting out about the health benefits of cherries, I think, you know, we're hopeful that we will see that grow. You know, there is a push for, you know, eating healthy and healthy supplements. And so we just hope to continue to grow that part of the cherry.
Meanwhile, try to buy, you know, we've talked about buying Michigan products. That goes for the fruit as well. Try buying Michigan cherries. Go out of your way to look for those and find them. And we just hope that the cherry farmers of Michigan pull through this and are healthy again and just keep having bumper crops like the crop this year. And hopefully they'll have buyers and processors to take care of all that. Emily, thanks for letting us know about this. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Emily Mizio, Sutton's Bay, receiving station manager for Cherry Bay Orchards and a board member of the Michigan Cherry Committee. Our cherry farmers need a little help, and we wanted to get that word out just a bit here as we continue on a Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.